This podcast is a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to find out more.
This episode of 20th Century Boy is brought to you by Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Head to manscaped.com and enter the code RADIOMIKE for 20% off your next purchase with free worldwide shipping. That's code RADIOMIKE with no spaces at manscaped.com for 20% off your next order.
Hey guys, Mike here, and welcome to Mike Talks, the sometimes Friday bonus episode of this podcast that I sometimes do when I sometimes have time, and it turns out this week I did have time. How good's that? Give me a round of applause. Thank you so much for being here. In Mike Talks, I talk to one of my friends or someone that I think is cool this week. It is my good friend Jackie Hatton. Jackie is really funny. She's a stand-up comedian. And we hung out and talked about all kinds of stuff. You'll find out in the episode, but it all kind of kicked off when Jackie called me about what she should talk about on this show, and then told me, "Hey, I might bring this up. I found out hentai is illegal," and it kind of goes from there. As well as that, I should let you know. So I want to sort of just have recurring guests on Mike Talks these days. So not necessarily every week, like a new guest that in an interview style. Just kind of have mates on. So Jackie's definitely going to be one of those recurring guests. And definitely stay tuned to the end where Jackie talks about a mod that she downloaded for The Sims 4, which, to be honest, was one of the most hilarious stories I've ever heard in my life. If you want to support this show, patreon.com/radiomike, for as little as a dollar a month, you get access to the bonus podcasts. They come out every week, which are really funny, between me and Pat, the producer of this show. And all the Patreon money just goes to me paying Pat to do stuff, make clips and do lots of work that I don't have time to do because I also have to work a job. Anyway, that's pretty much it. I'll hand it over to Mike Talks with Jackie Hatton. Enjoy. All right. Welcome to Mike Talks with Jackie Hatton. Hello, Jackie.
Hi, Mike. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
A little bit scared.
Why are you scared?
Well, you just said it was going to get really hot in here.
Yeah. Okay. So we should start at the start. So we came into this, this is a new house I'm living in. You've never been to this house, but when you were on the Harry Potter podcast, you came to my parents' house, which was kind of weird. Like, you met my parents. Was that weird?
No, I mean, they seem nice. They were just eating dinner.
Yeah.
I left my bag inside, so I had to come back and get it. And they...
Yeah, because I not in a weird way, but I was like, you know, a 26-year-old man who for a period of 3 months was living with his parents. So I just said, hey, one of my mates is coming over to record a podcast.
I felt like you were embarrassed introduce me to your parents.
I wasn't embarrassed. I just was like, it's just like always, don't you think it's weird whenever you introduce your parents to someone of the opposite sex, just generally? Because if you're single, they automatically assume that, oh, like this is a new flame in our son's life. And that's why when you were like, I think I left my bag inside, I was like, oh, now mum and dad are going to meet her.
And then I was like, it's so full of condoms and I just left them everywhere.
Used ones, unused ones.
They weren't your sons. Don't worry. They were used, but they weren't your sons.
But it's just like my parents get too excited whenever I'm hanging out with any girl because they just assume that like – they're like, oh, is this the one he's finally going to marry and settle down with? And I'm like, no.
Is it?
No, unfortunately not. Sorry to burst your bubble.
Sorry.
I have no intention of getting married. But anyway, Jackie came to this house.
To me?
Just to anyone, really.
Okay.
Like, but it's not a specific about you. It's not like I specifically wouldn't marry you. Okay. I wouldn't marry anyone.
Because I was just feeling like, I don't know, like your parents maybe really liked me, like maybe.
For the 5 seconds they met you and you were like, oh, I forgot my bag in here. I'll be out as soon as possible. Don't help me look for it. You don't want to see what's in it.
I love introducing people to my parents. Well, one of my parents.
Yeah, okay. Which one?
My dad. My dad is just like the most knowledgeable man ever.
Really? Everyone says that about their dad. Well, tell me something he knows that I wouldn't.
He knows everything about every war of all time. Like, he watched the History Channel for like 20 years instead of talking to my mum. So he knows so much.
Yeah.
And like, he's a Freemason.
I don't know what that is.
It's a secret club that's like thousands of years old.
The stone cutters from the
Simpsons. Yeah, the stonemasons.
No.
Wait, hang on. The stone cutters. Would be the Freemasons, yeah.
All right. So Jackie is a stand-up comedian and writer and also has a job in PR, but that's not your main thing. Well, it's like your main money thing, but not your main life thing, right?
Yeah. And on that as well is I feel like it's kind of two lives, because being in like a professional corporate role and then doing comedy aside from that, like, it works out really weirdly because like, I don't know, the two don't mesh. Like, PR is all about being really brand safe. And if you know me, I'm not a brand safe person.
No. Yeah, you're not brand safe at all. You're not brand safe.
I'm not brain safe. I'm not brand safe.
But I didn't even finish telling the story. So when you came to this house, there's a couch in this room that we're recording, and you said to me, this looks like a casting couch. And then it actually does get very warm in this room because I've recorded a few podcasts in here. So I said to you, hey, just so you know, it's going to get really hot in here, which then you sort of...
This is the first porno podcast I've done.
The porncast.
The porncast.
Could there be like a porn podcast, like just porn stars talk porn? Like, today's the...
It's like 50, that's like the 50 Shades of Grey audiobook kind of,
No, but is it like, so is audio porn ever going to be a thing?
It is for me because I have to close my eyes.
To watch porn? So, why?
Just to concentrate.
On the porn?
No, on the coming.
On the what?
On the... To finish. You got to focus. See, as a woman.
All right. We need to keep this G rated. We need to keep it PG. We bought these beers.
PG.
What? PG. Oh, sorry. We bought these beers. They are lemon meringue cream beers. Mm. Maybe I'll make this a mainstay of Mike Talk. So we're going to drink one of the... We're going to start drinking the beers through the podcast. If you wanted to pass them over... So this is a... Why are you doing it like that?
I'm trying to just open it.
Just rip it off. I don't know why you're doing it like that. Just do it like this.
Pull it.
I don't know why you would... If you're watching the video, comment on how weird Jackie is currently doing.
Okay, because I think the top is going to come off if I do
that. No, why? It never will. Okay, so we'll try that. We'll start. It'll never come off. Try the beer.
I've got a broken nail doing that.
Okay. Ooh, it's a bit bubbly.
Okay. Oh, it's delicious.
It's quite good. It's lemony. It's meringue-y. It's good. It's creamy. Okay. I firstly need to talk to you about one thing, because I called you yesterday. I was like, hey, come over on Friday night and record this Mike Talks with me. And... you were like, yeah, great. And I was like, do you have anything to talk about? You said, I've got something really funny to talk about. And then you said to me, I just found out that hentai is illegal. So walk me through the thought process of you finding out that hentai is illegal and how this affects you.
It was a regular Saturday night for me. Okay. I was at home alone, and I can't remember why I googled it, but I just suddenly had a feeling to google, is hentai illegal?
Right.
And in Australia it is illegal.
So hentai, as in anime porn,
yep,
holistically is illegal.
Yeah, you can't buy Japanese like animated porn in Australia because, and there was like a court case that went on about this, so you could google it, but there is basically, because a lot of hentai depicts women that are implied to be under 18, they're just like, nah, it's out. And they can't police it as well because it's like, it's too difficult. Like, they can't go through every hentai magazine like, and be like, oh, she's 18 yeah. for sure. Like, you can't do that.
Yeah, you can't. You couldn't. You know, that's a whole industry. Yeah.
And there was a guy who got arrested because he had Simpsons porn and it was Lisa and Bart. And they were like, well, that's child porn.
Right. That's crazy.
Yeah, but so no Simpsons porn.
Yeah, so if you are, if you're watching Simpsons porn, stick to the Marge and Homer stuff. Don't be straying anywhere other than that.
Yeah, if I mean, and if you really got to get your fix, there's a great Family Guy porno as well.
Yeah.
I think James Dean does Quagmire and he does the giggity giggity with the head throughout the whole thing and it's hilarious.
How do you know so much about the porn parody industry?
So it was just a normal Saturday night for me.
Yeah, okay. And so what's your hentai background? Are you a hentai enthusiast?
No.
No?
No, because it's illegal. So I would never watch it because it is illegal.
In Japan, which I've been to 3 times, whatever. You've been to Japan, haven't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah.
You went into the penis festival, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I went to the penis festival.
You've done so much fucking weird shit.
And just, and not only that, but do you know I led the parade at the penis festival?
You had a megaphone at a... How did that happen?
So we went to the penis festival and we
Tokyo?
I think it was just outside of Tokyo. It probably took about like 45 minutes to get there or something.
Yeah,
I can't remember the name of the town, but they do it every year in, around April, I think. Kanemaru Matsuri, something like that. It means penis something, but they were chanting it. And so we were walking along and we were drinking. So if you've been to Japan, so you ever tried the Strong Zeros?
I have tried Strong Zero, yes.
That shit will knock you out.
It's basically like, what is it? It's like a vodka soda kind of thing, right? And it's 9.8% alcohol in a 500 ml can. So it's like, you know, pretty much 10% alcohol. Most drinks of beer, like what's this one we're drinking? What percentage is it? Well, it's one standard drink.
This is 3.5%.
Yeah. So these are 10% alcohol. They knock you out.
Yeah.
Totally.
So bad. I blacked out after the penis festival.
Yeah. So what? So you're under the influence of a couple Strong Zeros and you go to this festival and you take over the megaphone?
Yeah, we were just like, okay, so they have like, so basically they have like a parade and they have these big penis things that they like, I don't know what they were made of, like some sort of clay, I don't know.
Oh.
It was like not floats, but they were holding these big penises in the air and like marching them down the street and twirling things and chanting. And I was getting really into it and chanting at like the front and we'd been walking along for ages and they just handed me the microphone. I guess they knew that, you know, I was really good at like leading penises down the street. I'm like, come on guys,
this girl looks like she knows what she's doing. Give it to her. She'll show us.
Oh, it was really fun. I'd like to go back again.
I was gonna say, so in Japan you'd know this, like you go into a normal bookshop, like just a normal bookshop, there's a comic book section, and then suddenly, without you noticing, you've made your way from the comic, the standard anime, manga, comic book section to the hentai section. And you're just like, oh, that
it's
was
like a soft gradient into
like,
it.
Yeah. Like suddenly, like you're at like the Pokemon manga and then now you're in like, oh, it's a group of girls at school, all fully clothed. And then suddenly you're in a like, oh, there's just a girl with unnaturally large breasts with like a penis in like, and it's just like, well, this is just in the same section.
I know.
It's
and crazy. Like the whole time you're just thinking, I was just looking for the Simpsons stuff. Like, I don't want all this.
But it's amazing that it's like illegal here, but there it's just so much part of their culture.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And it is a huge part. Oh, I watched a documentary recently. It was really interesting. There was, basically, they have these cafes in Japan where teen girls will work at and, like, these older guys come there just
the
to
maid
chat
cafes?
To
teens. Or,
what's it called?
Oh, well, we went to a maid cafe, which is where these young... It's so weird. We just wanted to see what it was like. These, like, women, like, treat you... They're like maids and they perform songs and stuff and then they talk to you and put bunny ears on you and it was so weird. And one guy spent, like, I think 10,000... Australian dollars there, some Japanese dude. And we were like, what the hell? It's such a weird culture there, I swear.
Yeah, really strange. I mean, well, and that's that's the whole argument with like that sort of stuff, like with, and let's not get too heavy into the topic, but actually, you know, maybe let's just avoid it.
Well, what were you going
to
say?
Well, the argument is like, is it better to have that stuff as a deterrent from the actual thing?
Right. I've never thought about it like that. Yeah, we probably won't go there. Thanks for bringing it to the show. We won't do it this week. Maybe another week.
I just I didn't want to get it done.
But yeah, Strong Zero, incredible drink.
Knock you out.
Like we did karaoke in Osaka, me and my, I was going to tell this story about my friend Tom in Japan. We went together with a couple other boys from school. And this is just about the hentai thing. So at this manga shop we went into, they just had like a, like a catalog. Hey, this is all the new releases of manga. And then next it was like, here's all our new hentai releases. And like, as a joke, my mate Tom just took the hentai one and be like, I'm just going to hang on to this for later. Yeah. Just in case. Later that night in the Airbnb, we were all just like, all right, let's just do our own thing tonight and chill here. And then Tom's like, yeah, I'm just going to do some reading. And he just opened up the thing and just had all this hentai. It was a very funny sight. But yeah.
We went to like some pop culture store while we were there. And I'm really into Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney.
Are you really? Play,
love it. Played like 5 of the games.
What?
How did we never know this?
I did not know. Is that because you like had a Nintendo DS once or something?
Yeah, once. I had like 4 DS's.
So you're into Phoenix Wright.
Love Phoenix Wright. When we were there, we tried to go to a pop culture store and I was like, oh, like I wanted to see if they had something Phoenix Wright because like, if anywhere in the world would have it, it was, and all they had was porn. That was it. I was really mad. Of
Phoenix Wright or just general?
And Mia, you know, like.
Who's Mia? Is she Phoenix's sister or something?
No, remember the other, have you played it?
No, I've never played it. I know it's like a game. Phoenix Wright is a lawyer. He's an attorney.
Yeah,
he's the ace attorney. And you like play through different court cases. Like what do you actually do in that game?
So basically like you get given a defendant who is always innocent.
Right.
He just has a really good hunch for this sort of stuff. So he doesn't really pick guilty people. But and then you've got to like go to the crime scenes and like look at things, which is weird for a lawyer in my opinion.
It's more a detective.
But he also like, he just goes and figures it out and then.
But what do you, the player, do? Do you walk around and go,
talk to people?
Oh, look, it's blood. Let's look at that. Is it that kind of thing?
Kind of. It's like, it's just like RPG or whatever. So you're just like talking to people and then you're like remembering shit they said. And then when you go into court, it's like they'll say something and you've got to find a contradiction in the evidence that you have and like see what.
Right.
Like they're like, I killed her at 6 o'clock and then I called the police at 6:30. And then there's like the autopsy says 7 o'clock or something.
Okay, yeah.
It's like that sort of stuff. And it's fun on a plane.
So what's a naked ace attorney look like?
Big titties. big titties.
Because like...
Always. That's always the thing.
Did you just go to the shop and you're like, hey, do you have ace attorney? And they're like, no, we only have porn. Is that what it was?
No, they just said it's that way. And then I had to go and find out for myself that it was porn.
Yeah, right. And did you pick up a couple?
I didn't. I couldn't do it. I mean,
good thing because it's illegal.
It's illegal
in Australia, so you wouldn't ever watch hentai in Australia.
And vaping's illegal now too.
In Australia?
Yep.
Okay.
Without a prescription.
So do you have a prescription?
I do not vape anymore. I quit on Monday.
Oh, you quit vaping.
Yep.
Congratulations. That's good. So we went to Osaka and we did karaoke. Mm. And we all had like 4 Strong Zeros before going, which is, you know, 10%. That's too many strongs.
That's too many strong.
The name is not deceiving. It's a strong
drink. They earned that name.
And we went to karaoke. We got there at like 10 p.m. and then left at like 2 a.m. and walked home in the free. Like we were there mid-January, which is like the deepest of winter in Japan. Freezing cold, walked home for like, it took 2 hours to get home because all the trains had finished. And then we all just passed out in bed with our clothes on. And then the next day we had to piece together the night by looking at Snapchat stories that we had posted. And over the 4 hours that we were doing karaoke, we only actually found evidence of us ever singing three songs. So, which were American Idiot, Beds Are Burning by Midnight Oil, and Bohemian Rhapsody. Which I think...
I mean, but Bohemian Rhapsody goes for a while. So.
It's, like 6 minutes, right? That's so, fine. But I think we just looped those songs all night. And then there was one Snapchat in which I'm like... white girl, like, filming myself singing Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
And in the background of the video, you see my friend Harry passing out.
Oh, my God, that's so good.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
We had this... I remember we had Strong Zeros on a train for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
We were drinking them on the train. Was that maybe back from...
The Penis Festival?
Not from the Penis Festival. God. We were coming back from somewhere. We'd gone to see something that day. And we're drinking them on the train. And I got so drunk that I think I went to the bathroom. And then when I came back, I got so lost on the train. I couldn't find my friend.
Isn't it just a straight line?
I didn't know which way I came. And then I think I kept trying to find it. And I confused myself more. And I couldn't find my friend for ages. And that was, and I got lost at the Penis Festival as well. I was like, I don't know where anyone's gone. Like my phone, yeah, it was bad.
When I went to, in 2018, when I went to Tokyo by myself, I hung out with a bunch of people from the hostel.
Mm.
I was staying in a hotel. Sorry, I just lied. I was staying in a hotel. I went on a Bumble date with a girl and like met up with a bunch of people from a hostel. And then ended up like clicking with this girl and we like hung out and we met some Japanese dudes who took us to a Japanese nightclub that was like really crazy and had a big night drinking a lot and then woke up the next day and she realized she had left her bag at the nightclub which had her passport in it and she was flying home the next day. The only problem was because we were so drunk and in Japan where they don't speak English, don't know if you know that, we actually had no idea where the nightclub that we ended up was. So again, we had to like Phoenix Wright style, we had to piece together evidence from like Snapchat stories showing locals like, do you know where this is? Like, and then... I had to go to Hiroshima, so I jumped on a train and I was like sending her all these videos of that were on Snapchat of where we were, which one of them had, and then I had this memory, oh, I remember we were walking with a guy who had all these records and then he dropped all the records on the ground and then she found that guy somehow.
I thought you said she saw the records.
And no, she was maybe. She found that guy who like was like, oh yeah, go and talk to this person. He's the one that took you to that club. And then like through like all these connections ended up finding the nightclub and finding her passport. Absolute classic.
Wow,
yeah,
that's
Phoenix
really
Wright.
Lucky. Yeah, wow, you should play. You sound like you'd be great at
it
this.
It doesn't sound very fun to me at all.
Oh, and this is the problem is I'm trying to get like my boyfriend to play the game at the moment and he just can't get into it. And I think it might just be boring. But it's all I had to do in 2010.
I've heard lots of people talk about it and they're like, Phoenix Wright, best. Like people wanted him to be in Super Smash Bros. You know Super Smash Bros.
Yeah, and he should.
No, he should.
I don't know what he would do.
What would his attacks be? Oh, like, here's evidence. Mario, you bloody killed Wario, you dog. You're going to jail. That'd be fucked.
Yeah, what would he do? I don't know what kind of... Didn't he get... Oh, no, they put Sora, was it?
Sora from Kingdom Hearts.
Kingdom Hearts 2? Oh, three, Kingdom Hearts 3.
Is that that's your favorite game, isn't it?
It was bad.
Jackie was like stuck on the same level of Kingdom Hearts.
We don't need to get into that.
Jackie was stuck on the Big Hero 6 level of Kingdom Hearts 3.
Oh my God, they want you to swing around this pole and it's really hard.
Which is a game, it's a game where you go to all the different Disney worlds.
It's and mostly a movie, to
it's
be
mostly
honest.
A movie. And
with
I think
a little bit
Big
of
Hero
play.
6 is like the last world you go to. And Jackie was stuck for like a year on that world, I think.
I'm going to be really honest with you.
You're still up to it, aren't you?
Jack finished it for me. I didn't play. I didn't finish playing. I couldn't get past it.
Yeah, fucking hell. It's pretty easy.
I asked for your help. Where were you?
I was probably busy that day. So anyway, enough of this. Let's start the podcast. Guys, we're going to take a quick break from the podcast to remind you to support this week's sponsor, Manscaped. Manscaped.com. Use the code RadioMike to get 20% off your next purchase Manscaped are the best in men's below the belt grooming. You can use this, the Lawnmower 4.0, right? Fantastic product. Use it to shave your downstairs. Get yourself groomed. Get your downstairs areas neatened up. You got to do it. You got to take care of yourself down there. Take care of the hair down there with the Lawnmower 4.0 from Manscaped. Makes you more attractive. Makes things easier when you're getting down and dirty. We all know we want, you know, we want a groomed groin area when we're getting down and dirty. Women like that. Men like that. A little bit of good grooming. The Lawnmower 4.0 makes it really easy to do it. It reduces the risk of ingrown hairs. It reduces the risk of cuts. It is really handy. It's really compact. Sits on your bathroom with a wireless charger. If you head to manscaped.com now and enter the code RadioMike, you can get 20% off this plus free shipping. It is a great product. I've used it. I have in the past used a manual razor to shave downstairs when I'm trying to just groom everything down there. Not good. Sometimes you can cut yourself, get little cuts. Bleeding, ingrown hairs, it's all terrible. This reduces all of that, makes it so easy to use. And a bunch of other products are available there as well. There is your ball toner, ball deodorant to put on. As well as that, there is the weed whacker, which takes care of nose and ear hairs, which can be a huge problem in men and really unattractive. So if you want to get rid of them, grab yourself the weed whacker as well as that. As well as that, there is also the Tool Shed, which is a travel bag for all your personal grooming stuff. If you're ever going interstate, international, traveling somewhere for a weekend away, makes it really easy to bring it all with you. Fantastic product. Manscaped.com. Code is RadioMike with no spaces. That's RadioMike with no spaces for 20% off. Plus, as well as that, free shipping. Go and pick it up. Great Christmas present. Girls, grab one for your boyfriends. You can use it too. Don't worry. It's not just for guys. Girls can use it too. Manscaped.com, code RadioMike. Christmas presents, birthday presents. Christmas is coming up, and I genuinely think this would be a great gift for your boyfriend, your brother, your dad. Bit of fun around it too, because it's a ball trimmer. There's lots of fun kind of copy that comes with it. So pick one up. Manscaped.com, code is RadioMike. Support the brands that support the show. That would really help me out. So yeah, go and pick one up. Back to the show.
All right.
Lockdown's over. Yeah. We've been in lockdown for a while. Mm. You just moved out to your own place.
Yeah, I got my new house.
No, won't say where it is. Mate, I could dogs you at any point. Nah, I seriously
don't dog me, mate.
I won't dog you. How's it going? How was lockdown for you? How are you feeling coming out? How's the new place?
Yeah, like fine. I mean, I work from home anyway, so to be honest, I'm not really doing much different than I was in lockdown, but now I don't have to wear a mask when I go outside.
It actually does feel like that. It doesn't feel like we're never going to go back to pre-COVID times.
Yeah.
Fundamentally, because that's not possible to physically go back there. But what I mean is like we'll never have that. You know what I mean, don't you?
I know how time travel doesn't work.
And does work. But like still having to like check in everywhere and like do all that stuff is just, it's so boring. I like, it doesn't, it's just not like you can't just walk into a place for dinner. Mm. You have to book. Mm. And I'm so busy during the week with work. Yeah, I'm like, who has time to
book? Too busy
book
to help me with Kingdom Hearts 3, Big Hero 6 level.
Stuck on the Big Hero 6 level. That's your own problem. But seriously, like it sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's basically like, I don't know, there's not much difference. I don't know, I've got learned helplessness now about it. Like I don't expect anything different. So I'm just like, oh,
you're just like,
this is it now.
The rest of my life is, I just live as though it's a pandemic.
Basically, I'm real worried about like a ton of global tensions and stuff like that, which is why I started vaping. I quit vaping for 3 months and then they released the last climate report and I went, well, am I going to be here in 15 years? So maybe I should buy a vape.
But like, what do you want to do? Like what do you want to do now that lockdown's over? Cause you're back doing gigs again. You started doing gigs. Like how are they?
Well, I'm going to start doing some more, like filming more sketches now, finally. Cause that was something we couldn't do because for the last 3 months you weren't even allowed to have a person come to your house.
Mm, mm.
So filming stuff again will be good.
Yeah. And are you going to keep doing, are you going to do like a show at the comedy festival or not? Not ready yet.
I probably should. Huh?
I don't know. It's your life. I
probably should. I'm thinking about it. I don't know. Yeah. I think I were, look,
You can say no.
I think I should, though. Like, I really think I should.
Try to open for someone. Like,
yeah. Well, because the thing is, like, I'm going to... The only way for me to get material is if I have a reason to write it.
Do the Kingdom Hearts 3 bit. The bit about how you got stuck in the Big Hero 6 level.
What's the deal with Kingdom Hearts 3?
That'll clean up. I 100%ed that game. I got everything.
You 100%ed it.
Yeah, I've got the platinum trophy on PlayStation.
There's only like 2 hours of gameplay in that game anyway.
Not if you're good.
If you're good. Well, actually,
if you're good, there'd probably be less. But yeah, like, don't you said you wanted to go back to New York, didn't you?
Yeah, I'd like to. I think I'd like to move there eventually. Like, my agency I work with at the moment, there's possibility to do that. And it would be cool to basically do what I'm doing now, which is like working full time and then on my weekends and nights doing comedy stuff. So like, yeah, stand-up gigs, filming shows, whatever. It'd be cool to do that just over in New York for a bit.
Yeah.
Maybe what take some like improv classes or something.
What do you like so much about New York? Because ever since I met you, you're always like, New York.
I love New York. I know, I'm so basic. Well, I guess I'm just kind of like a Carrie Bradshaw kind of type, or like...
Is she from Sex and the City?
Yeah, she's like the main character.
Okay.
And like... No, not that.
Oh, you're joking?
I'm joking. Oh, yes. If I start stroking my hair normally, I'm joking.
Right, that's you joking. Yeah, I was like, this is uncharacteristic.
That's very Carrie Bradshaw of you. I've never seen this before. Mm. No, I don't know. I think I like there's something for everyone there.
Mm.
Like, and there's...
What's there for me?
Probably podcasts.
Probably. I mean, I assume they've got them. Yeah, they seem to have like them everywhere bloody else.
No, well, I mean, just like anything you're into. Like if you're into gaming, there's like tons of like the, I don't know, like I went to Comic-Con while I was there. It was close by. Yeah, stand-up gigs, like all the best performers in the world go and perform there, which is really cool. There's music, like all my favorite artists. Basically everyone that I liked and listened to would perform and so it was cool because I got to see everyone and pretty cheap as well.
Who are your comedy idols? Like, who do you like? Because remember that time we hung out and you were like, let's watch TV comedy all night.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah, yeah.
And we watched,
we did a TV pilot, what do we call it? A potluck. A TV pilot potluck.
So we watched Who Is America, which I loved.
Yeah,
Middleditch and Schwartz.
Yeah, F on Middleditch now. He's cancelled.
Is he cancelled? What did he do?
He was groping girls in a goth club.
Is this in one of the improvs or in real life?
This is real life.
No good.
Yeah.
And what else
Cannonball,
did we watch?
Wait, what is it? Hunger Games Cannonball sound.
What? Oh, no. Oh, when someone dies. Falls. Yeah. That's a deep pop culture reference.
I'm full of it.
What else did we watch? We watched Nathan For You. Did we watch Nathan For You?
We watched Nathan For You. That was a different time though.
Yeah.
Nathan For You. I literally can't remember any of the other ones we watched. We watched People Just Do Nothing. That's really good. I've been
We watched
that
Documentary Now. Documentary Now.
Oh, that's a good one too.
All right. So who do you like? Who's your comedy idols? Who do you really like?
Like, okay. So I have a lot. So we're going to have to... Depending on what we're talking about, like TV shows.
Yeah.
Mindy Kaling is like probably
my
idol.
I thought you were going to say Candace, the Sex in the City girl.
Dick.
No, you said Sex in the City girl.
Carrie Bradshaw.
Oh, Carrie Bradshaw.
It's not comedy.
Yeah, I know. I was just joking. Okay, Mindy Kaling from The Mindy Project.
Mindy Kaling from The Mindy Project. Like, she's just an incredible role model in general.
Mm-hmm.
Stand-up wise, I really love, I think James Acaster is a genius.
Oh, yeah. He's
awesome.
Yeah.
Ali Wong's great. Arj Barker, I think, was what made me love comedy.
Really?
When I was younger, I just used to watch all Arj's specials like all the time. Really? I had them all on DVD. I went to like, I saw his shows like, I've seen him live like 8 or 9 times.
I saw him like, at the Comedy Fest this year.
Yeah, he's always good as well.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah, it was great. And
where'd you first see him? Just like on TV? He was on Thank God You're Here a lot back in the day.
Yeah, maybe. Do you know what? I don't know. I think maybe my mum just got his DVD at a garage sale or something.
Okay.
Could have been something like that, but I just remember having the DVDs and then loving them. It was like every time I was feeling bad or shit, like I would put on stand-up comedy and I would feel good and happy and laughing. Yeah. And so I think that's just what I love about it.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Anyone else?
Oh, man. John Mulaney's coming to mind as another good one, although I haven't watched him in a long time. Why Does Kids You Know are great for sketch comedy, R.I.P. Trevor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, Mark Little is my favorite.
Who's he?
Mark Little is a Canadian stand-up comic and improv guy and podcast guy and TV and everything. And I just think, yeah, it's like my favorite sense of humor.
Nice. When you got here to my house, we should talk about this now. So much happened. It was just like everything that led up to before we started recording, so much shit happened. It all started when I was in this room and my housemate came in and was like, hey, what does your friend look like? Because someone's staring through our bedroom, her bedroom window, like my housemate's bedroom window. And I was like, oh, she's like blonde, because you used to be predominantly blonde. And I forgot that you now have brown hair.
Yes.
And she was like, oh, who's this girl like staring through our window? And I went out and it was you. But I wasn't sure
and I didn't, I've never met your roommate before, so I didn't want to be like, hey, where's Mike or something.
But did you see her through the window?
Yeah, I watched her.
Why? Because I gave you the address. You should have just knocked.
Well, I didn't know how to get in. That gate's really confusing. So
there's a really simple gate at the front of our house.
I thought if I just stared at her for a bit.
She would, well, that's what happened. She came to get me.
Like another kind of doorbell.
Yeah, wow. I just thought that was so interesting. Just like, I can't handle
it. I was trying to avoid like looking, but then like, I was also trying to be like, should I say something? But I wasn't sure if it was her or if she's going to be like, I don't know who you are.
But you had my address. Like you saw that.
But this street's like really confusing.
How?
Well, because the map said it was that way.
Right. Okay. After that, you came in and you said, should I take my shoes off? What made you say that?
Some people don't like shoes in the house.
Okay, fair. Well, you kept them on. Good for you.
Yeah.
And then we went to get these beers and you noticed that like you have these dinosaur earrings that you're currently wearing. One of the dinosaurs fell off.
Mm-hmm.
It's a terrible, terrible state of affairs for you and the dinosaurs.
I don't know where he is.
Worse than when the comet hit the dinosaurs and made them extinct. Yeah,
second extinction. They didn't need this again.
Half extinction. You've still got one. And then when we were checking out at the liquor store, you said like very quietly, guys, I'm not having a good day. I've lost my dinosaur.
Yeah.
And I think because you said it so quietly, no one knew if you were like, I thought you were talking to me. So I was like, no good. And then one of the staff members like looked at you and paused. Mm. And then she said, what did she say?
She kind of didn't really say anything, which just made me more upset because I was opening up to her.
You were opening up.
I was opening up about.
You were giving her a lot very soon.
I showed her my heart and she stood on it.
Yeah, which is not good.
Maybe she stood on my dinosaur too.
Maybe she stole it. I'd go back there. No, but when you arrived, I reckon you left it on the train because when you arrived, you didn't have a dinosaur.
I'm going to retrace my
Maybe we should.
Maybe I should call your friend who's, you know, really good at finding like the records on the floor or whatever it was. Like she could find my dinosaur.
She actually lives in Melbourne.
Maybe there's Snapchats of my dinosaur somewhere I can look back to.
I mean, hey, Ace Attorney, coming back to Ace Attorney.
Ace Attorney.
What other games did you like growing up? Clearly you didn't like Kingdom Hearts because you couldn't beat San Francisco.
Look, I like Kingdom Hearts. I like the first few levels where it's really easy and it's just like fun. Look, why do games always have to be hard? I don't want to be challenged. No, I agree. That's why I like Sims.
Yeah, okay, so you like Sims.
I'm a big Sims fan. I just started playing Sims 4 as well.
Okay.
I was like an adamant Sims 2
I never got past player. The first one. I wanted Sims 2 so much. Because
they gave it away for free with Pizza Hut.
Did they?
Yeah, it was a promo. And I was like 7.
That's like Age of Empires. You could get in Nutrigrain. You used to get Age of Empires in Nutrigrain. Great
Something
game.
Like that. Okay. Yeah. Never played that one.
Oh, why not? It's a great game.
I don't know. Maybe I thought it was for boys.
Yeah, I guess
that
so.
That was a thing back then.
Yeah, Sims was a more female skewed demographic. Yeah, well, what's different about Sims 4? What can you do now that you couldn't do in Sims 1?
Well, they have emotions now.
Oh.
so they can like feel, you know, they have feelings and like actually is really funny because I made Jackie on Sims 4.
As
I always, yeah, I always do the legacy challenge. That's the way I like to play. It's like you make yourself and then I'll like make her like have a kid and then I just keep going down the generations until they're like this rich old.
So you can, they can have kids. Oh, they could have kids in the other one, yeah. But now you can like track their families.
Yeah.
Do you have to build new houses for the new families?
They can move, like they can stay in the house and just like keep living there, or you can move them out and then have two families and play them separately.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's next level.
So like when I played Sims 2, I built a whole neighborhood and I made every single house in it and I made every single family in it. And then I had this like super complicated plot between like all the different families were like dating and I'd had
having affairs.
Yeah. And I had like, a book and I'd have to plan out who was like going to date who because then I'd have to play them at the same time so that they would age at the same time so I could get the kids to like get married.
Oh, so you have to jump between different like games essentially, but they're all living on the same neighborhood.
In Sims 2, in Sims 4 though, you can't really do that. Because right. Sims 4, they age. So if I'm playing one family and there's another family in that same game, they'll age as well.
Right.
So you've got to...
And how long do they eventually die of old age?
Yeah.
Oh.
This is really bad. And I do not have a porn problem. I downloaded it. Look, I downloaded
it. There is not Sims porn.
I downloaded
because
it
that's
a mod.
Just normal porn.
No, there's a mod you can get.
Right.
There's a mod you can get that you can like see them bang and fuck, right?
But I remember in the original Sims, you could like put one of the Sims in a shower and then delete the shower and they'd still be naked. But they would blur out the crotch area. Is that what it is?
No. So, yeah. So, all the games have that. They all get naked, but they're all blurred.
Yeah. Right? So, you can cancel the blur.
You can download a mod that gives them genitals.
And what's the mod called?
It's called Wicked Whims. Okay. But when I downloaded it, I didn't know this came with it. So, I was just playing my family with Jackie. She's in her house. Beautiful house. Big windows. This guy comes on the lot called Tom Peeper.
Did you make him?
No.
Oh, so he's just an auto-generated Sim.
He's an NPC. He just turns up and he's walking and he comes and looks in my window and he's really creepy, by the way.
That's like what you did to my housemate. You're Tom Peeper. You did create him. You're the real-life Tom Peeper.
I've become what I always hated. Tom Peeper.
Your housemates are getting changed and you're peeping through their window.
I knew it. This is, see, video games do make
that's they do.
Violent.
They do cause violence. Kids, kids are impressionable. That's why so many kids jump. They're all playing Super Mario way too much. They're just jumping and spinning around.
That's why we've got too many damn plumbers around here.
Yeah, that's why everyone's going into trades. Why wouldn't you? Look what Mario gets to do.
Yeah.
Okay, so Peeping Tom comes out.
He comes out and he comes to my window and I'm like, what the hell? I just was like ignoring him.
This is the Jackie in the game.
The Jackie in the game. Sorry, when I talk about my Sims character, I talk about it as if it's happening
you.
To me.
Yeah, you do.
So he comes up to my house.
Yeah.
And he's like looking in the window and then he starts jerking off.
What?
Yeah.
But this is the mod.
This is the mod.
Okay.
Right? So this is only Jesus if you download Christ. The mod. But I didn't ask for this. I didn't know this was part of the mod, right?
You just wanted to see your Sims dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted.
That's all you wanted.
It's simple. It's a game for adults.
That's why you went to the penis festival, so you could get ideas.
Free the nipple. Yeah. Rihanna said it in 2008. It's time.
What's the male equivalent of free the nipple?
Free the
testy.
Sack, yeah.
free sack.
Free ball, right? No, that's already a thing.
Yeah. Sorry, continue. So he's jerking off.
Okay. Now, he does it. He finishes whatever. He leaves.
Mm.
This guy comes back like all the time, like at least 2-3 times a week. And then I move house into a mansion. In the game. And he comes back. And then, anyway, now my house is so big, I barely even notice him. He's like so far away. I'm like living. She's like a really good comedian in the game by now.
Oh, cool.
And
so they can have jobs.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of them is comedian.
Yeah, you can do that, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's cool. You go do stand-up comedy in it.
I want to have a sim.
You should get it. There's a deal. You can get like, there's a bundle pack for like.
Do you get the mod? Not that I want it.
Mods are free. Not that you want it.
No, I don't want it. I don't.
And it doesn't count as
it.
Hentai either.
Well, it's not hentai if it's from America. Hentai has to be Japanese. It's the definition of hentai.
Anyway, I get a notification. Someone's just died on your lot. Tom Peeper died. Peeping through my windows, jerking off. The Grim Reaper comes and takes him away.
And then now, he starts jerking off.
No, and now Jackie's crying. She's heartbroken and she's grief-stricken for a week because Tom Peeper died in her house. And then, not only that, then he dies and his gravestone is left there. So now I've got to deal with his ghost and he's not a happy ghost.
So the Sims
now
have
he's
ghosts.
In the house. Yeah, now he's in the house breaking all my shit.
Out of spite. Got a bloody poltergeist.
Yeah, it was a right mess.
It's like
like the windows.
Nearly headless Nick, you know, from Harry Potter. Nearly headless. Nearly something. Nearly jerking Dick. Nearly jerked off Dick. He died. He died just as he was about to come. So now he's always in. He's in a perpetual state of just being about to come, but he can't.
That's why he's so angry.
That's why he's breaking stuff because he's like, why couldn't I die? But also, so did he die just of old age?
Yeah, he just died. So he just did it for his whole life.
He got so old jerking. He got so old from jerking off all the time, and that's why you shouldn't do it.
Don't do it.
That's why you shouldn't do it, guys. That's good. Where can people see? Do you have any shows coming up? This will be out in a couple of weeks. Or where can they go to find?
Nothing yet. If you head to my Instagram or even Twitter, either one, I've got a link tree in there and I've put all my stand-up shows that are coming up there and any videos as well.
At Illfection, in ill, I-double-L, fection, like infection.
Like as if like I'm ill and I'm infected because I'm doubly sick.
Is that actually what it is?
Yeah, it's my rap name.
No, it's not. Is it actually?
It was my rap name when I was 18 as a joke.
Nice.
And I did a few, like joke rap songs, which are on SoundCloud.
Okay, so what's the SoundCloud? SoundCloud.com/illfection?
Probably.
Someone dig it up. We'll play it on the next time. Look, Jackie's on.
There's a Christmas one. Save it.
Oh, cool. That'd be good. And Jackie's also been on 2 episodes of Harry Potter and the Boys, which you can check out. They were both really funny. As well, and yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's pretty much it. Where can we check out your stuff?
Right here, you're on it. thanks, Jackie, for being on. This was fun.
Thank you for having me.
That's okay.
Thanks, Mr. Mike.
Oh, look, it's peeping Tom. This episode of 20th Century Boy was sponsored by Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Head to manscaped.com and use the code RADIOMIKE for 20% off your next purchase and free worldwide shipping. That's code RADIOMIKE with no spaces for 20% off your next purchase at manscaped.com. Thanks for listening. Now go and shave your bloody balls. This podcast was a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to check out all our other content. Stay up to date at radio.mike on Instagram and get in touch, radiomikepod@gmail.com.